This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party, Puspakamal Dahal Prasanna, says Millennium Challenge Corporation won't be passed without amendment. Self-defense training for girls to be organized in Nepalgunj from 3rd March, and United States and Taliban seek to sign deal to end war in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Chairman of ruling Nepal Communist Party, Puspakamal Dahal Prasanna, has clarified that the Millennium Challenge Corporation could be passed only after amending some provision. In a press meet organized by the Press Organization Nepal, Chairman Dahal said that the US and Nepal were enjoying age-old friendship, but the pact could not be accepted without amending some provisions. Chair Dahal further said that the agreement won't be approved, compromising national interest. He further added that the Millennium Challenge Corporation will be approved from the parliament following the recommendation of study task force formed by the party. Chairman Dahal arrived yesterday to inaugurate Sukhothai Tourism Festival. After the establishment of the Labour and Employment Office in Karnali State, as many as 2,615 people have taken work permit for second time or more. Information officer at the office, Sam Krishna Acharya, informed that most of those applying for work permit for the second and more time where will go to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Malaysia and UAE for the employment. Meanwhile, very few companies have been registered as the employment providing companies under the contribution-based social security fund in Karnali State. Only 121 companies got registered under the scheme despite the passage of 2 years since the launch of the scheme. Similarly, the number of works registered under the contribution-based social security fund stands 172 in the state. The Nepalgunj Sub-Metropolis is going to organize self-defense training for women and girls in Nepalgunj. The training will help women and girls to protect themselves in difficult and vulnerable times, said Chief of the Women and Children Unit Manju Pandey. A public notice has been issued calling for applications from interested and eligible women and girls. The age criteria for taking part in the training are between 10 to 50 years. The girls affiliated to girls groups, child clubs and girl students will be given the first priority according to the sub-metropolis. The intensive care unit and ventilator of the Nawalpur Snake Bite Treatment Center at Ward No. 1 of Lalbandi Municipality has been out of service due to lack of doctors. The ICU along with the ventilator was established almost 8 months ago at the total cost of Rs. 3 million. The government of State No. 2 had provided support to the establishment of the ICU. The ICU and the ventilator have been rendered useless for lack of a doctor, said Chair of the Center Management Committee, Bodhraj Kafle. The center was established 6 years ago, considering the increasing incidence of snake bites in Sarlai and neighboring districts. The government is to provide relief support to the farmers who suffered as a result of fake paddy seeds. The farmers will receive 20% of their total expenditure in relief assistance. Farmers in 13 districts including Chitwan suffered huge losses after the paddy they sowed did not yield any produce. The paddy plants were grainless at the time of harvest. The damage incurred by the farmers who cultivated paddy in 17,806 hectares of land is reported to be around 170 million rupees, according to Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. The relief support to the victim farmers has already been dispatched to the respective municipalities to the controller's office, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Hari Bahadur Kesi, said. The number of women giving childbirth in a medical center has increased with the establishment of birthing centers in the Doti district. The percentage of expecting mothers delivering at the health centers has increased by 73% according to District Health Office, Doti. This has also brought down the maternal and infant mortality rate, said Chief of the Office Ramesh Malasi. Even women in the remote Gagal and Bogatan area of the district are coming to health centers for delivery, said Chairperson of the District Hospital Doti Yegiraj Joshi. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. a week after the reduction in violence agreements announced by the US and the Taliban armed group in Afghanistan. The two are said to sign a peace deal that could signal the end of the US longest war. The week-long RIB agreement has largely held as the two sides prepare to sign a deal today that comes after nearly 2 years of the protracted negotiation in the Qatari capital Doha. At least 19 security forces and 4 civilians have been killed during the period, a marked decrease compared with the past weeks that the Afghan government attributed to the Taliban. The signing of the peace deal in Doha will unlock intra-Afghan talks between the Taliban and Afghan stakeholders, including the country's West-backed government, to decide the future course of the country. South Korea urged citizens today to stay indoors as it warned of a critical moment in its battle on the coronavirus after recording the biggest daily jump in infections with 594 new cases, taking the tally to 2,931. South Korea is grappling with the largest outbreak of the virus outside China as a new day took the toll to 17 amid a record daily increase in infections since the country confirmed its first patients on 20 January. As many as 476 of the new cases were from southeastern Daegu City, the site of a church at the center of the outbreak, and 60 from the nearby province of North Gyeongsang, the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said. More than 88% have been checked and about 3,300 have shown symptoms such as fever. Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad has said he has agreed to be the prime ministerial candidate for the former ruling coalition less than a week after he quit and plunged the country into turmoil. "I am now confident that I have the numbers needed to garner majority support," Mahathir said in a statement today. Mahathir has thus likely secured the support he needs to return as prime minister full-time less than a week after he resigned and was appointed as interim leader. The political futures of both Mahathir and Anwar had appeared in doubt on Friday, with Anwar competing as a candidate in his own right and Mahathir finding little support for a unity government that will have strengthened his power. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanna says Millennium Challenge Corporation won't be passed without amendment. Self-defense training for girls to be organized in Nepalganj from 3rd March, and United States and Taliban said to sign deal to end war in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.